I'm with Tom McInnes from the New Policy Institute, who is the author of the report for the Monitoring Poverty and Social Exclusion on behalf of the Joseph Rowntree Foundation. Tom, what were the key findings for you and what stood out the most?
Well, I mean, I think the two things that people wanted to comment most on today were findings of rising poverty in working households. So now got to a point where half of children in poverty in Northern Ireland have got a working parent. That was one. And then the big gap in school attainment between children on free school meals and other children, whereby if you're on free school meals, the chances of you leaving school without five good GCSEs is about twice as high as other children. So something like 69%, I think, of children on free school meals don't leave school with five GCSEs, including maths and English. I think those are the two things that people really latched onto.
Those findings are quite striking. How do you think people have reacted to them at the event today?
Well, I think there was an interesting question about kind of what happens to in-work poverty sort of moving forward. Like, what are the policies that are going to reduce it? I think the comment was that we've now got a set of policies coming in that are actually going to make it worse. Think about the recent changes to working tax credits, where families have to work, who were working 16 hours to claim working tax credit, now have to work 24. That's going to increase working poverty. In fact, it already has. And think about universal credit as well, what that does to incentives for second earners to go into work. I think there's sort of a bigger issue here that goes right across the UK, when previously we've had a policy environment whereby you might not completely agree with the policy, but you thought it was broadly heading in the right direction. It might not do enough. But now we're looking at a load of stuff, be it welfare reform, or be it, you know, some other changes around work practices, that are actually going to make poverty worse. And I think this is something for, you know, people in Northern Ireland and right across the UK to think about.
Some of the trends suggest things will get worse. What can be done on the back of this report to prevent that from happening?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. I mean, the Programme for Government for Northern Ireland talks about convening a group to come up with suggestions on how to help those most affected by welfare reform. I think it's an important thing to have done, but I think that group has to be given kind of real teeth to come up with real suggestions whereby Northern Ireland can do something different. You know, it's got the power to, and it should. The second thing is, you know, I think the stability in Northern Ireland now, and peace in Northern Ireland for years, and there is political stability. But what we need, I think, or what the people around the room today were saying was needed, was a vision. Something that picks it up above the kind of the current political system and says, though, rather than saying that's your department and you deal with it, and this is my department and I'm going to deal with it, it's like, what are the cross-cutting issues? How do these things link? And where do we want to be? Where do we want to take this? And where do we want to go in, you know, 5 years' time, 10 years' time? What's the legacy of this current government going to be?